when the scandal erupted last year over long wait lists at the Phoenix Veterans Administration. Alaska was found to have quite short wait times. The Alaska VA has for years been buying care for veterans outside the VA at community and private sector clinics, and especially through the Native health care system. It's called Care Closer to Home. That's the model Congress chose when it passed the Veterans Choice Act last year. But as the new choice program spreads across the country and takes hold in Alaska, vets and providers say it's undoing parts of the Alaska-grown system that have worked well. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Demita Duplantis is an Air Force vet and has back pain. She didn't know about the CHOICE program until she got a call from the office of the neurosurgeon she hoped would operate on her back.
They called and told me that they had to cancel my appointment because the VA was doing some kind of new funding thing and they were not accepting that type of funding that the VA was changing over to.
So Duplantis called the VA. She eventually learned that for an appointment outside the VA, now she has to go through something called the Veterans Choice Program. In Alaska and 27 other states, CHOICE is administered by a company called TriWest. Duplantis says she probably spent 5 hours on the phone bouncing between TriWest and the VA.
The thing that frustrated me, one, my appointment's being canceled, I'm in pain, and two, they changed over this new program and didn't even tell the veterans what they were doing.
Alaska's congressional delegation has received dozens of calls from angry veterans. Vets say clinics they'd been going to aren't accepting CHOICE and that appointments elsewhere are hard or impossible to get. They tell of long hold times to reach TriWest call centers, emails that get no response, and broken links on VA websites. Senator Lisa Murkowski was furious when she learned of the changes in late May.
This is a threat to a collaborative effort that has been built over a period of years that has been very beneficial for our veterans, and we cannot allow the erosion of what we have built to stand.
She fired off a four-alarm letter to the VA secretary. Congressman Don Young sent his own this week, and Senator Dan Sullivan called for a hearing. By late this week, the VA relented in part. They've restored funds for non-Native veterans to get care at Native hospitals and clinics. Andy Tuber, president of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, says last year some 1,400 Alaska vets used their VA benefits to get care at Native health facilities, and most of those vets were non-Natives. Before the VA restored money for tribal providers this week, Tuber says he didn't see the utility of TriWest, the contractor for the CHOICE program. By inserting a private company in the administration of VA care, Tuber says you add a middleman that needs to make a profit.
And it's a wasteful layer of bureaucracy that effectively rations care for the veterans here in Alaska.
Hal Blair, deputy program manager at TriWest, says the company provides an important service or the VA wouldn't have asked the contractor to take on the CHOICE program for much of the country and on short notice.
So we had basically 30 days with our VA partners to go from a blank sheet of paper to having contact centers that could respond to the CHOICE requirements.
Blair says TriWest is working hard to sign up more providers in Alaska. Thanks to a special amendment to the CHOICE Act, they can now pay Alaska providers above the Medicare rate, which should help. Blair says TriWest always aims to be efficient and save the government money.
We like to think of ourselves as taxpayers first, businessmen second, in terms of the way we operate TriWest.
But contracts like this are expensive to administer, especially, Blair says, in their initial phases. A recent Inspector General's report found that for a related contract TriWest has with the VA, the government paid TriWest more than $8 million last year to buy $2 million worth of medical care for veterans. Blair says he hasn't seen the IG report, but he says TriWest's value will become clear once more veterans sign up. In Alaska, the new CHOICE program is baffling for some vets who aren't well equipped to cope with it. Jesse Gottschall of Anchorage was a truck driver in the Army. He He served in both Iraq and Afghanistan.
I have a back problem, right? And I need help with it, you know.
He says acupuncture and chiropractic care help him stand up straight so he can work. He also has PTSD and trouble with his memory. Gottschall says it was hard enough to learn the VA system before, and now he feels like he's trying to play chess on a Scrabble board.
I don't know. And that's part of the problem is like, I don't know. And I try and figure this stuff out and I don't know where to call. And you try and talk to somebody and know you got to do this, you got to do that.
One person who has helped him was his acupuncturist, Valerie DeLon. He says she explained the VA programs and encouraged him to get treatment for his PTSD. DeLon was a TriWest provider. She says she dropped out due to a messy accounting dispute with the company. The Alaska VA director says they're planning a big campaign to explain the CHOICE program to veterans. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.